Watson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Shimon Begg as the Game Master.
So, where were we anyway?
I'm hoping one of you remembers.
We'd spent a session in real time, as I recall, investigating the mirror. We're waiting, still waiting for the particulars to come from the Welsh lawyers.
Oh, okay. So I found my notes.
And Lloyd's, possibly.
Lloyd, yes. I thought we'd heard back from
you
Lloyd's.
You heard back from Lloyd's. You read the report on the White Dolphin. You visited Enid Woodcock and got a bit of local gossip type stuff.
She wouldn't.
Clearly decided either none of you were the right sort of chump or that it would be unprofessional to meddle in any of Zane's business.
Mm-hmm. Make it sound filthy.
It doesn't end well.
Exactly. It's territory has been staked out. You learned a little bit more about these seven cryptical books of San.
We did.
Fiona had been terrified by the devil appearing in a soup tureen.
Yes, but this was all the session before, because last session we did almost nothing.
Well, last session used optics.
Well, we did a lot of experimentation and came to no firm conclusions.
Only in our student days. I mean.
The colonel stayed up watching the mirror. Captain. I keep promoting you. You just seem like a colonel. The captain stayed up watching the mirror and saw something.
Someone.
And had a good pot at it.
Yes. And the something looked like our friend, didn't it?
Something like a gorilla with goose legs and a slightly beaky face and a distinctive tattoo that matched the one that Ambrose Tyler has.
That's the one. The chap who was in the pub.
Yeah. Who had been attacked. Who had seen a thing in the mirror in the pub and then been attacked by some kind of goose monster.
Correct. And then we just spent a long time fiddling about and coming to no firm conclusions.
Excuse me. I spent a long time shooting things.
Well, yes.
That's pretty much twiddling your thumbs, though,
it was quite short, actually. I mean, you spent a long time waiting for the shot, but the shot itself, quite fast.
I did. And he had a go at me, and basically, you can see in the mirror where he had me by the throat.
The beast crouched to spring. I mean, you can see it in one of those, under the punker sort of books, can't you?
Yes.
But, you know, I was fine.
My native bearer, Zane, had since retired.
he's not a military man. I wouldn't expect him to be able to handle the
rigours of the watch. But,
We worked out that Ambrose is indeed, he retired as a naval seaman. I can't remember what's his surname.
Tyler.
Seaman
Tyler. As in what? Yes.
You said Tyler.
Rose Tyler.
I think it should be I said captain.
What?
Exactly. He said captain. I said what?
Who has sort of...
Hey, what's his name?
One for the kids there.
Accidentally started obeying orders from the captain, which is bound to end badly.
No, I'm merely I'm from my point of view, I mean, okay, he's Navy, but I mean, nobody's perfect, and
doesn't seem like such a bad chap.
You know, for a Navy man, I mean, he seems perfectly, well, I mean, he's married, isn't he? Or at least...
No.
Okay, fair
enough. Edgar, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
That may be partly responsible for his slightly, the Edgar, the Lowe's slightly, you know, at his age, not married. But you also held a very successful exorcism.
Oh, we did do an exorcism.
Was it very successful?
Which thoroughly reassured the girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you think the terrain probably won't be haunted, possibly, anymore.
I hope that's not going to be the absolute pinnacle of our achievements. Exercising a terrain.
You've got to take those victories where you can get them. Are you having shot a giant goose monster?
Enlisted.
You can't get them through the mirror still.
Also, it would arguably be cannibalism. Although in the Navy, I believe they take a rather broad view on these matters.
I mean, all flesh is broadly the same thing. There comes a point when it's not human anymore, doesn't there?
Yes, but all flesh is the same as, like, you know, a gaming chair. You could eat that. It's all basically, it's all the same stuff. If you dig down deep enough. Yeah.
Don't Catholics believe in trans whatchamacallit?
So definitely not.
Whatchamacallitism. So, and they actually think that...
Yes, that's right. It, when on a Friday, beaver tails turn into fish. Mm. I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Can't be responsible for the heresies of our heretic brethren.
Yeah, he's not a Catholic.
No, he's not. That's why I was asking.
Are you going to retire for the night?
Yes, for the love of God.
I think I tried that earlier and ended up having to get out of bed.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Talleyrand now, you know, I've got very reluctantly go back to bed again, having been woken up once.
We're probably very close to some sort of solution here, and we're definitely making progress, old man, so get a good night's kip, eh?
Yeah. Same for you. I don't feel the need to wake up. I mean, the servants are all keeping an eye on one another. You took all the mirrors away from their areas, so...
Well, I shouldn't be having mirrors anywhere near their areas. That's a doctor's job.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me.
You can spend a relatively peaceful night. You sleep.
Sleep is good.
Do we roll our ticks? Shim, do we roll our ticks, Shim?
He's pondering.
Okay, let him ponder.
Oh, you crushed him again.
Have I? No.
You know what? Go on.
Oh my God, you see...
This happens so rarely that I can't even recall how we do it. Are we just trying to roll higher than, or what's
the...
It's automatic.
Let us check the actual rules. Because it's different from what we're used to, and I always forget them.
It is very, very, very different. However, I have lots of things written down. Including firearms. How the hell did I fail firearms?
Because you've shot at least 30 bullets, and you had to fail at one of them.
So we automatically get, what, 10, 20 added on?
I'm just checking.
Do we pick a round number?
I think it's D4.
Oh. The least round number possible in a dice set. Have I even got a D4 up there? I have, yes, there's one.
Anything you've taken.
Next D4 to my D4. Astro Smurf.
2, 42 alertness.
Spectacular 3.
I've only failed at 3 things, no, 4 things. Law? When did I fail at law? Right. 42 law.
Oh, look at that, appraise, brilliant.
Excellent.
Occult. 74 really occult.
First aid, this might be useful for anyone. 1. Of course it is. Yes, brilliant. I'm up to 11 on first aid.
I'm up to 11 on survival. And that completes the votes of the...
Belgian jury.
Right, well, that was them.
Right, see...
I don't think I added up to 4.
Who have I got? Right, okay, so... History, which apparently currently is 10, is now 13. Research, which is probably also 10, indeed, yes, is now a massive 14. Wow. I like this dice. It might be one of the sharp ones with the skulls inside, but I don't like the dice. Administration.
I hope they're duck skulls at least.
Was it a rune quest die?
It actually is actually quite a good sort of.
It's like a little plastic
thing. So administration is also 4. That takes me to 54. And that was it,
I think.
Firearms. Also 4, which then takes me to... I think I missed a roll of them last time, actually, so that takes me to me firearms to 74.
Good lord.
Occult, which is 10 at the moment.
Bound to be 1 eventually.
12. Alertness.
Right, there we go.
Is now 32.
Same as me.
You two could be twins.
Well, something like that. Appraise is now 11. Empire law. How the hell did I fail Empire law? I've got bloody 70 in that. 70 is now 74.
Pretty much the same way that I managed to fail social etiquette.
And
by
ride,
far my highest stability.
And Royd, Sally Royd, is now 11.
Oh, Sally Royd of the Lincolnshire Royds.
Indeed. So there we are. Very exciting.
Oh, that's just telling Sally how he got such big muscles.
That was Mustang Sally.
Any highlights for us?
I'm trying to work in a hemorrhoid, Jake.
Not really.
Can't really do it.
Okay. Well, you know, you've had a good couple of days of studying this puzzle and confronting mysteries, and you have slept on it twice.
First time didn't work.
Well, 2 separate days, because this is now your third day. Whether you are awakened or not, someone in the household will be awakened by a visit from the postman.
Aha!
No, he doesn't just pick a random room, surely. It's not going to be you.
Well, presumably.
Pops down the chimney carrying a sack of letters.
It's only an annual delivery, you understand, but he's thorough.
In the countryside, we have to take what we can get, sorry.
I was mooing to my wife the other day.
Indeed. And you were looking for... okay, so I believe you were looking for the information from the parish.
I will always have parish.
This is probably implausibly fast, but hey, there is a brief description which is best summarised by reading the obituary of Yorworth Bowen.
Ah, no, I've got that one.
Which is towards the bottom of the list under T.
Oh, it's not under O. Right, okay. Shall I start this one then?
Can you share the
obituary?
Can you share the group?
He's done it in signal.
Ah, signal.
The obituary.
That was a little colonel joke as well. Very good.
Of Yorworth Bowen. At his residence in Llanberis on the 3rd of April, aged 68 years, Yorworth Bowen, widower, without issue. The deceased was noted as a conversationalist, a member of the Royal Academy, and an enthusiastic scholar of his native land. His enchanting lectures on all manner of natural and historical phenomena, I'm getting a bit more into it now, phenomena will be sadly missed by the community. His character was distinguished by a most dutiful attendance to the responsibilities of a Christian and a gentleman, by great charity, humility, and a zeal for learning. In the absence of a direct heir, his property and unrivalled library is expected to pass to his wife's second cousin, the second Baron. The time, 6th of April, 1842.
Gwydir.
Yes, second the Baron Goodyear.
Gwydir.
Yes, there you indeed. Go. Baron Goodyear, yes.
Real Baron. Actual Baron.
Oh, so we can send him an email then, can we?
Yeah, yeah.
Or did he actually die in the 19th century?
I mean, that one, probably.
Presumably another one, isn't there? That's how it works, isn't it?
Gwydir.
But that doesn't work if you're trying to contact an actual person. I understand that you're not your great-great-great-grandfather, but you'll do. You know, it's not the same person, is it?
That's what we do with kings, isn't it? Same thing.
And that's not what I'd like to do with kings. No, that's an entirely different thing, and frankly, moving beyond our remit. It's gone very close.
All right, well...
It's all right, you can turn that one off.
Don't worry, we're just reporting you for treason. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's far too vague for treason, I'm afraid.
Well, you'll find out in court. Okay, well, that doesn't tell us a great deal, but haven't we got more... information about where his stuff went?
Yeah.
Yes, well, it's told you exactly where it's gone.
Yeah, his stuff is now to his wife's second cousin.
Oh.
Second Baron Gwydir.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Baron Glass.
I just blotted that bit out.
We should certainly be able to find out who that is now. I mean,
they are, Nick.
I mean, in this very house, there are copies of who's who, you know, residences of significant people, etc.
Hmm.
I can't actually remember. I think Who's Who does sell you what people's principal residences are.
I mean, you'll never
get close
if you're
the
wrong sort, will you? So, yeah. Okay, we should just find that out and then we can get in touch with the person.
Yeah, it would be Gwydir Castle near Llanrwst.
Ah, he's not flying around on a Zeppelin or something.
Indeed. At that time, in Denbighshire.
In where? Denbighshire.
Denbighshire.
That's a real place. Next.
Yeah. Basically,
I swear this is a,
where
a
Gwydir Castle is depends on the year.
All right.
So it's because the Welsh boundary reforms.
Like a fairyland castle. It reappears
in a strictly Thatcherite sense, yes.
Right.
You
say this is like a fantasy land, but if you ever read the Dorini books, she's made what I think was a terribly questionable choice of kind of naming it all after, you know, Gwyneth and things. And it might sound terribly exotic if you're an American, but it's just a bit weird. You expect her to be, you know, heading down with your army to take Rill or something.
Exactly. So look at all these people with caravans. I've stayed down in with my mate's grandma's caravan in Rill and gone to the amusements.
I've been to Rill's Sun Centre.
I've been to Rill's Pontins a long, long, long time ago, and
better man than I am.
I was with my cousin and her kids, who her kids are the same age as me.
Most people, grandparents.
We had to get up in the middle of the night because they were convinced it was the flood. It was the storm warning, and then only to find out that it was actually the foghorn. So, yeah.
Pleasant times. You know where this second Baron Gwydir dwells.
Excellent. We should perhaps consider what we need to ask him then.
How close are they dwelling? Sorry?
Denbighshire.
It's not going to be close to us.
Yeah, but is that in Wales?
It's in Wales, indeed. Well done.
It's not massively deep into Wales.
We haven't got telephones.
But then, neither are we.
That's a poor boy's joke there, I'm sure.
It's almost exactly opposite you on a map of the UK.
Mm. Oh, that's miles away.
Yes.
All right. So this, what we're hoping is this.
We can get
stuff
a telegram to
will
them.
Tell us about the ritual that was performed.
But we probably need to. We probably need to find out. We could probably do with telegramming and asking if they still have the book of X. If you know what book you need, say.
Well, I don't think we'll have the cryptical books of San there. I mean, maybe, but I feel like it's some translation. Or I don't know. We don't know exactly what we'll find, but I don't know if asking specifically about it. I think we just
do
want
you
our hands
need
on the whole
to...
lot. I think it'll be notes and scribblings and that sort of stuff.
Do you need me to pop back to my regiment and get my sergeant, who I'm pretty certain is Welsh?
You're pretty certain he's Welsh?
Be nervous. He's called Jones.
He's forbidden to let people know.
No,
of course,
he's, no,
this
he's
time.
Called
he's Sergeant,
Jones. And
he's Sergeant
sure.
Jones. And yeah. I am vaguely thinking he might be Welsh. Whether he's Welsh speaking, I've no idea.
Does just... he talk like a Welshman?
Well, he might. He might. Just, he might have. Spoken to he him? Might. He might have before joining the regiment, and then if he did, it would have been beaten out of him. You think I'm
only
joking?
Right and proper?
You think I'm joking? That would have happened probably what? Through until about the 80s or the 90s.
And that is stupid. Telling me he was left-handed.
Yeah. Oh God, no! If they'd been left-handed, they'd have just crucified them on the spot.
Hang on, in Zulu they have Welsh accents. The Welsh ones, anyway.
Yes, that's because they're from a Welsh actual regiment.
Okay, all right.
Trust me,
it's not frowned upon there. Then,
if you were, in, I mean, in fact, I'm pretty certain now. If you're in the Guards, you do not have an accent. With the possible exception of the Welsh Guards, obviously.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do?
Well, we'd better get a telegram off to his baroness.
Well, do we want to... What do we need from him?
We need access to all that stuff. That he's probably got mouldering in a loft somewhere.
We might.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's probably not that interested in it all, is he?
I wouldn't have thought so. Have I heard of him in a cult circle? Have I heard of the current Baron?
Current Baron?
In occult circles. Because if I haven't heard of him, he's not in them.
I don't believe he is. The current Baron is involved in occult circles.
So yeah, he's kind of. He's received all this stuff just luck of the draw, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's not. It's no indication in that he intervened to ensure its survival or whatever. It just seems like, oh, well, this is who he is, so he's got it.
So he's the one to get it.
So in that case, he may never have opened any of this stuff. Could have not got rid of it. We may be able to, arrange a loan or a viewing. Or pinch it and torch his place. But,
I don't... His second cousin was married to this guy.
Hmm.
Hmm. We probably need to let him know that we're coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is etiquette.
Well, yeah, if he's a baron, you don't even just say, we're on our way, really. You could do with actually...
asking him whether we're allowed to come.
May we call on you? Well, I'm at least... landed gentry, I suppose.
Well, you're the one to do it then.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got my social etiquette. I'll go over your... You put down the stuff we actually need, and I'll knock it into shape.
Well, it's got to be better than the captain's snaggletooth Welsh chav that he's thinking of inviting along.
He's...
Well, we just need somebody who can...
Okay, he has
stuff,
got a snaggletooth, yeah. but
I can tell.
How about the toe webbing?
Well, minimal is what I've spotted. Yeah, I mean, obviously,
Obviously, the rest of the regiment is barefoot as well, but he doesn't stand out.
All right, on you go then.
Right, we'll do that then, shall we?
Mm-hmm. That sounds entirely reasonable.
And then I guess we try to think of something to do that will be useful while we wait for a response.
Mm.
I mean, he's not going to be in any hurry, I imagine.
I can always set the mirrors up again and see if we can do something from that.
Do you not think this is potentially dangerous, though? And I'm speaking as one of the people you may shoot, just on the law of averages, sooner or later.
No. I'm making sure that basically I angle the
kippers, sir.
Oh yes, please.
Breakfast is brought to you. I've realised you should be having your breakfast around this time.
Yeah,
we realised it some time ago, but we were too polite.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Just wasn't
expecting you.
Lean the elephant gun against the priceless plaster busts.
I don't think there's likely to be much left by the end of this, you know.
If they were that priceless, you wouldn't leave them lying around near an elephant gun, would you?
If they were going to be priceless, you wouldn't make them out of plaster, would you?
Captain, sorry, you said as you might be wanting me to root around the attic somewhere.
Ah, yes.
That was the other thing. You're right. Thank you.
Were we allowed? Obviously, very aware that it goes through your digs and all that. But could we go up and have a bit of a rummage in the top, as they say?
Well, if the master said it's all right, I'm sure it's not for me to say no, sir.
Well, I mean,
that's right.
Obviously, Talleyrand is not going to stand in your way. Is that, yes, go through the seven quarters. Yes, by all means. It's built in, sir.
Well, then pull it down for us.
It's there, sir. There's nothing to pull down.
No, you just go to...
It's just a ladder.
It's just a
narrow staircase, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not even all that narrow, because they've got to be able to take...
It's an ordinary staircase.
It's a staircase, because I'm thinking about they've got to be able to carry, you know, sea chests and stuff and tables up into the attic to store, because it's a huge house.
Well, show us the way, then.
Right, you are, sir. It's here through this small room here, what is labelled 24.
24.
Mm-hmm.
Room 24. Oh, I don't need to write that down. Let's just run that out. I feel that had some significance.
None of this has any significance. Okay, attic.
I see. Sorry.
attic. Attic. Back to page 71. Okay. 21, in fact. You venture up into the attics. What sort of light sources would you like to bring?
Kind of lanterns? Gas lanterns?
Gas lanterns?
Well, no, I mean oil lamps.
I mean oil lamps.
Oil lamps.
Are there not gas lights in the attic? Isn't this the whole...
probably not.
It's the whole quite an old house. Yet, is it? It's an old house. Yeah. And sorry, it does not, in fact, have a secret set of levers to raise and lower the chandeliers. And
Do you mean the gas light's dimming? No, it isn't.
We'll just, you know, just go up there with a couple of standard sort of oil lamps. We don't need hurricane lamps, do we?
Yeah, I mean, they can bring up extras and, you know, put them up on some prominent place to cast some general light, and you also have your own to carry.
I always
investigate things more closely.
They were all around my nan's house because my granddad was a pit foreman. So I always think of these solid, but they're much flimsier than that.
Used to rob a lot of miners, did they?
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
Just leave the corpses. I take that back. Yeah. That's definitely this has been recorded, and my grandparents definitely did not loot the corpses of dead miners.
Why on earth not? I mean, it's only going to go to waste if you don't take the keys off them before you bury them.
Yeah.
Bury them. Just close the mine.
Yeah, just shut the door.
Anyway, speaking as the son of a coal miner and the grandson and
I'm the grandson of a coal miner as well. Though
you might want to go in and go and look at some of these
generations of miners in my family, Nicholas.
It's a bit better than a miner, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
the class struggle. Come on, you are in the attic.
Sorry,
working
you're
for
all
the
in
man.
The attic. There's a lot of dust sheets and stuff around. Stuff has clearly been stirred up as they were retrieving suitable bits of furniture and so on to fulfil demands. There are the distinctive noises of both terrestrial and aerial rodents.
Okay.
Just for your information.
Okay.
Loads of stuff. There is so much stuff here. They are cluttered with all kinds of junk, chests, rugs, supplies, bedding, furniture from older periods of the house. Uh-huh. In fact, would you like me to read through this list of things that might be in the attic?
Well, anyway, are we looking for a particular thing? I can't recall.
Guns, swords, spears.
Yes.
Axes.
Yes.
Family force, it is at the dinner table.
Any shields? Any armour? Is there any...
armour, pieces of armour, including cuirassiers from abroad.
So the captain is in seventh heaven. He is basically a military man in, surrounded by military things, or a big shit, depending on your thing.
Yeah, some splendid Persian rugs. There's wooden masks. There are stuffed and pickled animals. There are the skulls of apes. There's small, cute stuffed animals dressed up as fox hunters around a dinner table in a glass jar.
So 80s.
Yeah. It's a python skeleton. It's just so out. And folding storage cabinets, terraria, incredibly unfashionable chairs, vases, mirrors, box of old clothes.
Yes, this is all gone. We should just get
astronomical instruments.
It'll never be worth anything.
Calipers, telescopes,
old furniture,
chests of stuff.
When do antiques become a thing? Is that late Victorian?
No, antiques, funnily enough, has popped up recently. Were a thing in ancient world as well.
Mm. It's part of the reason why a lot of the tombs in Egypt were ransacked by the Romans, because they wanted...
Because to them it was ancient.
That's the scary thing. They were closer to us than...
Yeah,
they were too
nuts, isn't it?
It is. It's just
so the early kingdom. Yeah. Sorry, Jim. Continue.
Yeah. Chests full of stuff. Chests full of bits of metals. Various things that you might be able to identify as glass blowing and cutting equipment. Little vials of chemical supplies. Which, does anyone have any kind of chemistry or geology or physics?
God, no. No, I think we've pretty much established I have very little
we've
useful.
We've established that we are idiots.
Yeah, there's stuff.
Zero in science of any sort.
Plenty of occult.
There's stuff here. Ooh! There's one you might recognise. There's a couple of flasks here labelled Lunar Caustic.
I'm not familiar.
You will recognise this because this exact substance came up when you were investigating the perishing of Sir Ashby Phipps.
Okay.
Good grief.
It's silver nitrate.
Oh, excellent.
Aha, yes.
It
Thank
is,
you,
of course, important for wet deposition. Why he had these when neither using that for mirrors nor using that for photography had been invented is a mystery, but there's some of that.
Well, he was a clever chap, though, wasn't he? I mean, he could
absolutely.
Have been, he could have. He could have been one of these inventor chappies.
Seems like it from what you've heard. Virginals, shawms, loops, hearts, flutes, and corns. Boxes of dyes, ground animal parts, alchemical preparations, antique toys, unfashionable ormolu furnishings, lots of portraits.
Oh, any of them look either really strong and handsome or really ugly or...
It's quite a few of both categories.
Any of the girls looking like they're reasonably posh totty or whatever?
Yeah. Fantastic. You're mostly looking at Elizabethan and Jacobean.
One for your private collection.
Just pick one and head to your bunk. I mean, what?
No.
You can see, sir, there's quite a lot of stuff in here, but I was having a poke round for the sort of things Master Talleyrand was wanting me to bring down.
Oh, it's fascinating. Fascinating. I will pick up if there's something like a cavalry sabre or something. I will pick one
up and wave it around
in a way that, even though I've been in the army, you're all looking at me going, he can't really swing a sword, can he?
Well, like an 8-year-old boy who's been given a sword.
Not where there isn't a champagne cork to remove with it, anyway.
Anyone who wishes can get a general sense of what has been touched recently with an awareness roll.
Go on then.
Now
let us have a look at that.
Awareness.
Alertness.
We haven't got awareness, but alertness. Yes.
Alertness. That, whatever it's called.
Mine has just increased by a whole 3%, and I've
ticked
so
it again.
No good.
Oh, I've just ticked mine again.
More ticks for all.
Normal success.
Excellent. Being slightly less overexcited by all the vaguely occult and vaguely military stuff that you're seeing.
Another Latin Necronomicon.
You can see, basically by looking at where there's dust or where things have been cleaned off a bit, which areas have been searched in.
Yeah.
So you can have a review of the stuff that was looked at if you would like to.
Sounds good.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, after a certain amount of time, and you know, to a certain extent, you can simply tell Ambrose to move things for you. Obviously, that's what he's here for. You do uncover several more mirrors.
Aha!
That are here.
Oh, I was going to specifically ask about mirrors.
You did.
In unusual materials or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we identify them?
I'm trying to find the description of it, which, because this document has been moved between different software, the things, the links are all broken. Bear with me. There we go. Page 5. If I need to remember this, it's on page 5.
Okay.
It's an antique mirror. I mean, you can tell by the style. Mm-hmm. Slightly oval, about 3 feet across. Absolutely flawless. Fantastic quality. The frame is made of 3 rings of hammered metal, which are lightly marked with geometric shapes and mathematical inscriptions.
That seems unnecessary on your average mirror, doesn't it?
Does rather.
Hmm. Do the inscriptions mean anything, as far as I can tell?
That's a very good question. How is your mathematics?
Oh, fuck. Do they mean anything in occult circles?
Eloquently said, sir.
You would have to spend some time studying them, but possibly.
Okay.
I mean, they look like the sort of thing that... They look like the sort of thing that might have occult significance.
Okay. I will...
They do not have any immediately obvious occult significance. It's not like, Enochian or something.
Put that to one side, then, for the moment, to take down with us. Is there a, you know, is it just this one sort of isolated thing, or are there other things with it that would be?
That's the one which stands out to you as unusual. There's a couple of much more standard antique mirrors which are not terribly impressive and rather tarnished, which probably explains why they weren't brought down.
Now, Zane, old chap, is there any way that we could use these to either get them across to the, into our side or go across into their side?
Well, possibly, but we'd rather need the instruction manual, I think.
Is anyone examining this mirror?
Forgive my anachronism.
I will... Oh, yeah, I guess appraise it.
Yep.
Appraise. Not that my appraise is any... It's any good, or possibly alertness. Not that my praise is any good, says he, rolling four.
Mm-hmm.
So my appraise
well, I've
of
got,
I failed to tick my appraise again, I'm afraid, guys.
Okay, if if this is old as the style of it would suggest, this is probably incredibly valuable because something that is as old as this should be a tarnished ruin.
I see.
Whereas this looks like it was made by, at a rough guess, the best glazier in Britain yesterday.
Is it a tall... Okay, wow.
Yeah, you're looking at this glass, it is literally flawless.
And even the captain can tell that.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, this is a sweet mirror. Also... As you notice when you are, you know, turning it around and so on, running a finger over any of these three concentric rings around it makes a sound.
Ah, like the old wine glass thing.
Like the old wine glass thing.
Some kind of harmonic.
Mm-hmm.
How? Okay. Okay, no.
What does it taste like?
Oh, God. We knew we'd get there eventually.
You know that one of these was made of lead, don't you?
It's got that sort of tang.
Like the water pipes in the nursery.
Yeah, it's got that sort of tang, you know, sort of slightly tinny, coppery sort of tang.
Hmm. Any kind of bitter almonds or anything like that?
Not currently.
Captain.
I figured only a colonel would chew on a mirror.
Sorry, I
have a cold.
Okay.
You're right there, sir?
We found this fascinating mirror. You don't know any of the history of the house, so that's no help whatsoever.
Oh, sir. You got me on. I did have a look at that, but I didn't think it would be suitable for the decor or what the master has got.
Oh, you did a splendid piece, though, didn't you?
No,
looks a bit fancy, sir. Yeah,
we want to bring it down because we think we might be able to use it to plumb the unknown.
There's a chap in town that can do that sort of thing for you, sir. He's a dab hand with lead.
Is he? Oh, okay.
All the pipes on that. Yeah.
Ah, excellent. Yes. Well, you never know when you might need your
plumbing dabbled with.
Quite right.
All right. Yes, if you could bring it down, be very careful with it.
Right, you are, sir.
We should wrap it up in a
carefully. There's a dust sheet thing. I'll wrap it back up in a dust sheet. Carefully lift it up.
If it's got to be a two man job, I will actually help him because.
It's a bit heavy. It's a 3 foot across mirror. It's not super heavy, and he's quite a strong chap. But yeah, you can give him a hand to you get it safely down.
Yes, the captain. Might have an IQ of a dead ferret, but
that seems
not entirely fair. He's not Indian.
Yes, that's true.
A live ferret, perhaps.
Ferrets are quite cunning.
That's a semi-conscious.
I knew somebody
ferret.
Would come in on the side of the ferret.
You can take it down into, let's say, the
where we've got all the other mirrors.
Do you want it near all the other mirrors?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so you can take it down into the, what was that room I said? In the study, I think, was where you had the...
Is it 26? The long gallery.
I feel it was 8 was where you had brought all the mirrors, collected them.
Oh, no. I wanted to be where basically we've been...
The fixed mirrors, the library. The long library with all the big broken mirrors.
The long gallery.
Yeah, you can certainly do that. Yeah, you place it on a big table, and you can scrutinise it. Usefully, among the many weird things you found, is chests full of optical instruments, perfect for scrutinising something up close. Magnifying glasses.
I'll let these learned chaps do stuff with that. Every so often, I'm going to just be poking the mirror to see if I can get through.
Yeah. You know how when you poke things made of glass, you leave greasy finger marks on them because you've been eating kippers?
Sorry, what did you say, Chip?
You know how when you poke things made of glass, you leave greasy, grubby fingerprints on them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't.
Oh. This will be one of them that are indestructible mirrors.
This is a touch screen, isn't it? This is one of them oleophobic coatings.
Man ahead of his time.
I will be trying to kind of look round corners with it, try and see if there's any is there any other remains left of the Ambrose creature?
I mean, not that you can see.
This is how it starts, and then you become more and more obsessed with it, and before you know it, you're running about in your pants, writing mathematical symbols all over the walls in your own blood.
We can hope.
I wouldn't know a mathematical symbol if it came up and bit me, Zane, so I think you're probably...
But if it did, you'd be there writhing in your own blood, writing.
Yeah, but I think you'll probably find that I'm going to be fine.
Ignore the scribbling. Mr. Zane, would you care to spend some time studying this mirror with access to the various occult texts?
Yes.
In this library. Okay, you can do so. What would the rest of you like to do?
Some kind of
I'll come back to you. I want to see what everyone else is doing in the meantime.
You know what the captain's doing.
Looking for prey, I suspect.
Indeed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, basically, he's got an intubate, and he's managed to actually have a good couple of good goes the last couple of times.
Done surprisingly well at it.
Yeah. So basically, from his point of view, at some point, something will turn up.
I suspect were you going he doesn't to get bored easily?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That requires imagination.
Wow! Everyone's piling on the captain today.
No, I mean, he really hasn't.
Even the captain.
Yeah, it's his virtue as far as the army is concerned. Did you want to send a message to the regiment or equivalent about young Jones?
Yes, I definitely will.
Does he look Welsh?
No.
Stop.
Jones Welsh, stop.
No. Need a Welshman.
If got Nida Welsh, on Jones will do.
No, Pref Nida untraceable.
Welshman, no, need a Welshman. Assume Jones is.
No immediate family.
Assume Jones is. Send him up here. If not, find another. And I'll send that to my Batman
Send up the Bat Welsh signal.
Yep. You certainly do. Yeah. Okay. And Benjamin?
I don't really know, to be honest. I'm not thinking very well. I will probably step outside and have a stroll in the open, fresh air, and therefore I should be smoking my pipe to keep that at bay. I always think better when I'm strolling around my lands, so I feel that it might work here as well.
So are you kind of outside of the window at the front, sort of thing?
Well, I'm just going to go for a bit of a wander in the vicinity. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we would see yeah. you through the windows.
Mm. For a while, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. He does not. The
I don't disappear the moment I step through the door, and you realise it's all a simulation.
No. You get the impression. I mean, this should be quite a nice bit of land. It's been neglected because obviously it was run by a insane black magician, and then the colonel only wanted it for hunting, shooting, fishing. And you know, it's just been taken over. But I mean, it should be quite a decent place, quite a nice, quiet bit of countryside. The house is old-fashioned and could do with a considerable amount of money spent on it, probably, to bring it up to date. But, I mean, it seems quite a decent place. You know, nice bits of garden. Not quite up to modern standards of convenience, but, I mean, that's what servants are for. I'd say you have a stroll. You probably, you know, pass one or two of the servants as they're going about their various bits of business. Goodnight seems to have recovered from the shock, thanks to the excellent, well-timed intervention of the Reverend
and yourself.
Never said anyone any harm. She, well, you know, nods, curtsies politely to you, goes past holding a chicken, you know, sort of thing.
Is it a real chicken? This isn't it's not half chicken, half man.
Holding a chicken, sacrificial dagger.
Yeah. Morning, sir. Curtsies, wanders off towards the giant goat statue. You know, no. You don't have one of those. You can go and, you know, go and check on the horses. No, absolutely. And that's, you know, this time of year, you wouldn't have a giant goat statue this time of year, sir. No. It'd be most unbefitting. You go and check on the horses.
Marrows grow.
Indeed. Well, marrows. Marrows. Too soon, Nick. Horses, a bit skittish. But it's surprisingly skittish at the moment. Maybe they just don't like you. Give them some hay or carrots or whatever. Reverend, what are you going to do?
How did we? I didn't catch it in your description, but was there anything much more in the way of written material other than what Zane is now going for and non-occult stuff, as it might be?
Let me go back to the attic. I don't think they would have stashed that in the attic.
Okay, that's fair enough.
But let me just double check, because I did have a list of... Yeah, I did have a list.
There was a room of books, wasn't there? Downstairs, but I can't remember which one.
Yeah, you've got the study and you've got the library.
We've pretty much had a fair old riffle through them already, haven't we?
I think you've more or less exhausted the possibilities of written word.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So, I would also like to wander outside, but I just have a strange idea, which will not take long to check. Thinking about these mirrors and the old ideas of sacred geometry and things of that nature, what's strange about the house, if anything, and the actual architecture, the structure of the building? Is it as its designer put it up, plus modifications by the family and so on, which is what I'd expect, or has somebody done something a bit strange to it? Yeah, as in you get the ratios exactly right, get the mirrors in exactly the right place, that kind of thing. It seems to be working like this might need something a bit special.
Yeah, I mean, it is a conglomeration of things over the years. And bits have been replaced possibly after fires, and bits have been added on by people who thought they had excellent taste and didn't. Mm-hmm. How's your knowledge of history in general? Would you say?
I'm actually quite rubbish at history, since I do have that skill.
Then go ahead, give me a roll.
Remarkably, out of my 10, a 05.
Hey.
Excellent. So, I mean, you try to picture the house as it would have been, you know, at various points in the past, you know, before various changes were made to it and so on. And you do get the impression that perhaps at the time that Lloyd was operating here, the arrangement of the house was not quite typical for the houses you have seen of that era.
Mm.
The proportions don't seem quite right. The placement of certain things doesn't seem quite right. And yeah, there's certainly something is kind of scratching at your occultist itch. You feel there might be something to that.
Falling into that habitual pattern of thought, if I were a black magician, which I thank the Lord I'm not, sir, how would I arrange this?
Oh, this is how it starts.
Well,
that will be an ecumenical matter.
An ecumenical matter.
Brother Darkness of the Church of Satan is a member of our interfaith group, and he signed on the Catholic question.
So, an exchange student.
So you are, if you were attempting to, shall we say, subvert some of the. What's a good word? Some of the more harmonious aspects of a building designed with sacred geometry in mind, sacred architecture in mind, you might, for example, have extended certain rooms. You might have connected outbuildings to parts of the main house, rather as those stables there have been connected by a covered passageway. You might say put a slightly excessively large Jacobean facade over what was presumably rather a modest Tudor structure over there, and you might have just extended it a bit more further back than was necessary when you were building the last bit of the house. Yeah, just like that.
This is supposed to be a double-cube ballroom, and somebody's used the golden ratio.
You might have done these things in roughly, let's say somewhere between around about 100 years ago. Looking at the age of some of these changes.
So this is Lloyd going into,
That's after Lloyd.
So Black Magician time.
Yeah.
The baddie.
Possibly, or
a bad end in front.
Either him or
maybe
a little bit
more. Assuming that
him?
A black magician is a baddie? I mean, that seems.
Really? Are we not all then when it comes down to it? Black magicians in our own way.
To be fair, he did flay his nephew's hand.
No. That was the thing. Flaying. That was the thing. Nephew's hand was flayed.
Hands were flayed.
The
mistakes were made.
Yeah.
Bit of discipline, good for a child.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was
bring
a
me the child
black magician involved hand flaying.
Okay.
So, if there is any time after that, what I would be looking for is any sort of focal point of the changes, as in, you know, something is supposed to be put there to yeah. But yeah.
You can. Spencer, also, if you do, in fact, wander the house, as you were thinking, what people who own big houses are quite fond of doing is having pictures of them at various stages in history, which you hang up on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you will find a few more clues as you wander around. So, Zane.
Hello.
Zane. You pour over this mirror, you scrutinize it with various lenses and glasses, and you're feeling thoroughly, you know, occult investigatory.
Can I do it in a montage?
Yes, please, montage me. Immerse me!
I'm not going to do it myself. I just want a montage.
Okay, yeah, montage. Yeah, you know, there's the flames of various candles, you know. Have you drawn the curtains to, you know, allow you to, or have you pulled them back to let the light pour in?
No, drawing,
he probably does both. No, he must do both, surely.
Little of column A, little of column B.
I'll open the curtains in dramatic.
When I realise, by the way, that I can't put finger marks, I will be licking my finger and sort of running my finger down to try and make a mark.
Be shitting on it.
Yeah, yeah. No, nothing happens.
I'm trying to look at the mirror, Colonel. Captain,
and he's just
doing that, and your fingers just still wet.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, you close the curtains, you examine it by light, you fling the curtains wide, you examine it again, you switch between various slightly interesting looking lenses you've picked up. You tap it. You run a finger to listen to the harmonics. You realise, as you scrutinise these geometric patterns and run your finger, you realize actually these rings move.
Beg your pudding.
So you've got a mirror.
Rotate them.
You've got a mirror which is slightly oval, ovoid. So that's egg shaped, slightly off circular. If you like,
so kind of oval. Yeah.
Oblate spheroid, possibly. I don't know. Words.
Unlikely.
If words.
It's a mirror. Funhouse mirror, perhaps.
Quite right. Yes, spheres, traditionally three-dimensional.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's not quite a circle. It's got these three rings of possibly bronze around it. And yeah, you realize if you put a little bit of pressure while you're holding them, you can rotate the rings around the mirror independently of
one
another.
And if you let go, do they spring back? Can you dial somebody?
They do not. They clip into place.
Let's not dial 666, shall we?
There are many.
Look at this.
Many positions in which you could place these rings. Also, you know how if you've got an oval and then you rotate an oval round it, they're not lined up anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
What?
Oh, so they're sort of articulated then?
Maybe
like a chain.
Well, can I maybe, see how maybe. That? Do nope. they? Does the other one rotate when I...
All three of them will rotate freely.
How does that work? So what?
It's got very fine sections, hasn't it?
It must be very, very fine articulation.
It's a cunning
chain.
That's
the only logical explanation.
But like, if I hold the others fast and turn one, does it... I mean, I know.
They do rotate independently of each other.
I know, but I...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's probably very finely articulated.
Yeah. So when we get all the chevrons,
there's more afoot here than meets the eye.
Yeah.
So we do need
some very anatomical.
We need to work out. This is a combination lock to another world. Is that anachronistic?
I don't know. How long would you like to spend playing with the articulated rings?
I went through every possible combination, is that going to take like years or
yes?
Okay,
centuries.
How okay? So, is there any? So, this is where having an IQ of 8 really, 80 makes me in real life look like a genius.
You must have paid a hell of a lot to get into that regiment.
Oh yes,
Pater did.
Well, and then since he's been there, he's actually done rather well. Hence, he's a captain.
Yeah.
Actually, he probably did pay to become a captain. But that's beside the point.
Well, you have to. How else do you get the right chaps to get in place?
Well, exactly. So my thought, kind of outside a game, is the 9 things that we've got. I don't know, something like their elemental numbers or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or their mystical significance.
But we only have 3. What? You've do got... the runes seem to correspond to it on the outside? Can I make them into numbers or letters or anything?
I mean, they are numbers.
Do I know what language?
A maths.
They're Arabic numerals.
The most obscure of all.
Arabic numerals, yeah.
They're recognisable as numerals that we would...
Yeah, so I thought they were runes. And
no, they're not runes, it's maths.
You may be overcomplicating things here, so I'm looking for complications where none are needed.
Okay. So basically,
geometric shapes.
There are 1,000 combinations.
Oh, at least, yeah.
What do the numbers go up to on each...
I'd say it's not numbers, it's maths. Think algebra.
Oh, okay, so
right,
it's Greek.
Right, but they are still...
So it's kind of Greek letters and things
might
like that.
Might as well be.
It's things like... There's some recognisable numbers. There are things that look like equations.
It's not just one symbol.
No, I'm afraid not.
It's like...
It's actual maths.
Pythagoras and...
Maybe.
Shit like that.
At a rough guess, you would say there are probably... 100 cubed combinations.
We could really do with somebody from, from London or one of the great universities, Hull, to come and take a look at this.
Well, I'm not sure they would understand the mystical significance of such a thing.
Oxford, but they don't need to.
Cambridge rather. What am I saying? Oxford. Cambridge isn't that far from here.
Yes, but how are we going to drag anybody out, really? You know,
anybody know anybody?
I suppose we could
make
draw it out, perhaps make a copy of part of it, explain that these dials move, or...
You could do a rubbing.
Do we have are they engraved?
Embossed, so you could, in fact, do a rubbing.
Right, I'm sure you fellows are used to vigorous rubbings. No? You surprised me, Zane. Right, well, let's do that.
I have people to do that for me.
I must know somebody who's one of the universes.
Surely.
There must be somebody who's...
They can perhaps put it in front of some of the you know, better mathematical students and maybe send somebody over if they have anything. Right, I shall go and find some paper and a crayon or charcoal or something like that.
There's a fire over there.
Yes, ideally I'd rather go without the charcoal. Charcoal's kind of the backup. If I can find, sort of wax for...
There'll be some wax in the study. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'll get that, and then I'll go and write a letter up to... I'm sure I can remember some professor.
Yeah.
From my time of being thrown out or whatever.
Oh, certainly.
Sure, I don't think I got into it. I very much doubt it. Looking at my... God knows what I'd have been studying.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not...
Dining, mostly.
Yeah. Empire law and etiquette is pretty much what I've got.
Politics, perhaps.
An unarmed combat.
I think that just comes by being a student.
Well, yes, I mean, it's communal dining, isn't it? Right, I shall go and sort that out, then.
Attempting not to be hurled into the... it's not called the Thames, is it the Serpentine? No, it's the Oxford Serpentine. Whichever, the Granter, presumably.
It's the Y, isn't it?
It is actually mostly up the Thames, but,
The South, honestly, is a morass of places. I've heard of some of them.
Fred went to university in Newcastle. I was really heading in the wrong direction in so many ways.
Durham.
No, I didn't even stop at Durham. I kept going north.
It feels like you're whiling away a significant part of the day on these activities. Is that fair?
Well, it's probably take me an hour to sort this out, and then find
somebody. One of the servants will help you, hold the things steady while you rub.
If I can find a few, we might be able to get the whole thing on there.
If I can find
a few pieces of paper, and
we'll get enough to.
I can number them so that they arrows and things.
There might be some reasonably big pieces of paper that things him wrapped in.
It's got to be thin enough, though.
Ah, that's true, yeah.
Okay. Well, sure, we can piece something together.
Yeah.
Well, tissue paper would be used to separate clothes and stuff.
Would it at this point? Don't know. Anyway, we'll certainly find something. Kitchen paper or something would be fine. Actually, butcher's paper would probably work. I'll do that, and then I'll get one of the servants to take the letter as soon as it can.
The lad comes up from the village with the paper, which you, Captain, requested.
Mm, yes.
Yeah. Anything there's nothing nothing particularly exciting in it, but it's the paper.
Uh-huh. Double check what the wife's up to. Oh, no, she's not wife at the moment.
She's not in the paper, which is good news.
What has she been doing that you expect your wife to be in the paper?
You only need to check the front page.
Yes.
The sporting section, surely.
Well, definitely. Let's just say she's a bit of a headstrong filly, and.
A headstrong filly. Yes. Very much a sort of 18th century man, aren't you, Captain?
To be fair, I get the impression that his fiance knows exactly what she's getting into, quite likes him as a person.
Yes, I should imagine a pension is involved.
But very, very, very much rules the roost at home.
Then wouldn't it be ruling the roost? It would be, why don't we do this? Oh, yes, that sounds like a good idea.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Don't come in without wiping your revolver on the floor.
Right. Zane.
Hello.
You realise that, you know, you take a break from your, you know, you've been scrutinising the mirror, poring over it, you know, bending over to move various things, you know. You realise as you step away to allow Benjamin to rub it and so on, you know, perhaps go and get yourself a stiff drink. Well, you really need that stiff drink. You are actually very tired.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Do I have clearly all the all this brain work more tired than I should be, or am I
probably dead? Yes. You feel, you know, when you do those particularly particularly intense seances or similar for people.
The private seances. Yes.
Yeah. Not the private ones, but the reasonably private ones.
Okay.
You feel like you've worked a lot harder than you think you actually have. If you see what I mean.
Like physically.
Physically, mentally, you're worn out.
You've actually done some work, which is something you generally avoid, if possible.
Yeah, the old brain is feeling a bit fuzzy at this point. You probably need to have a rest, you think.
I'm going
to
put a... have we wrapped the... No, we've done a rubbing of the mirror, but we haven't... I'm going to suggest we wrap it up. Chaps, I feel like there's some kind of enervating effect of that mirror.
Oh,
which
really?
Is no, that's the opposite of what you think it means, Captain.
No, really?
The captain seems fine, and he was licking it.
Well, that's true. Perhaps it only takes those of a higher cerebral capacity.
The captain has not been playing
with the full deck.
But, well, Christ, he hasn't been playing with a deck.
hasn't worked out how to open the packet yet.
Indeed. But he hasn't been spinning any of the combinations, so...
Oh, that's true. Captain, that's a very good thought. Okay, interesting. All right, I shall retire to my room and think hard.
Yeah.
Really, I mean that. I'm sorry if that's...
Would you be needing us to bring someone up to your room, sir?
Just some towels, butter, lubricant, a corkscrew, and several packets of charcoal.
Barmaids.
Right, you are, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fiona will bring various things up to your room.
No.
Reverend, you explore the house, you look at the... sketches taken by various of varying talent, but various people of varying talent across the centuries. And you know, you think about the internal layout as well. It would be interesting to know, you feel, where was Nicholas doing his experiments? Because if you were going to do some kind of nefarious experiment, where you would probably do that is in this library. With all these mirrors.
So we might well get something from the text looking for that specifically.
I had a feeling the one where we had the lots of different ones, didn't that mention the library at some point?
The library has definitely come up. It was in the testimony of Peter Letting. That was where he saw something break through. And,
and the captain's been hoping ever since, but ever since he read that. But to no avail.
Yeah, and of course it is directly above the salon where the other thing emerged and attacked
Talleyrand.
Indeed, the captain. Did anyone write to Baron Gwydir?
Yes, I was polishing that up. So
I think we actually sent him a letter rather than.
No, I'm just trying to. So again, we're probably talking about tomorrow before you get answers to the most recent set of queries. Is there anything particularly urgent you wish to do today?
Stay alive, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, the captain is basically, you know, now nobody else is around. The captain's basically putting the thing down and trying to basically put his shoulder through the
glass.
Sooner or later, you're going to go through the glass and cut your neck open on it, aren't you? I mean, that's how you're going to die.
How roughly are you handling this, Murrah?
I am very aware, because I made the appraise roll, that it's very old.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's quite robust, it's still quite old and fragile. So I'm not going to be...
Skirting around the issue still.
Yeah, I'm not trying to punch it or anything.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it's no harm seems to befall it in this process.
No.
The doctor will come round again to check on the patients and to collect another, you know, guinea or so from Talleyrand. Any additional injuries since last time he came round?
I don't think you've shot anyone, actually, have you?
I shot the
gorilla thing, but
But he's not going to treat a gorilla thing, is he?
No, I mean, but the
doctor, not a veterinarian.
But he can't get through the glass anyway.
Best not to even mention it then, really.
No.
I think a very good idea not to mention it.
He reckons, you know, Ambrose. He pronounces a clean bill of health. For Ambrose, and obviously a large bill of medical services for Talleyrand. And he thinks Mildred's arm is recovering, as you know, it doesn't need any further intervention now. Mm-hmm. So it just, you know, keep it plastered up and try to give her a reasonable amount of rest. Obviously, as a servant, she's probably, you know, hale and hearty and ready to go back to work at this point, having had a couple of days to recover.
Casually lifting cows about the place.
Exactly. They don't need the kind of delicate and refined temperament of, a gentlefolk who need an extended period by the sea to recover from such a shock. So yes, he's perfectly happy with how the patients are recovering. You are served a reasonably good dinner at this stage, since you've got a pretty full complement of servants to prepare it, and some things have been delivered.
I will enjoy the dinner. I will eat heartily.
Excellent. What's that horrible sound?
I don't know. Do I hear the horrible sound?
I think you will be particularly attuned to this kind of horrible sound from your past experiences. The rest of you may not know.
What do I think do I hear?
You hear horses screaming.
Oh, God.
Straight
horses?
Out, straight out to the stables.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. Heels.
Yeah. Part of the stall has been kicked to flinders. What's the word? I'm about? The trough has been knocked over and flung across the room, as far as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like, again, probably kicking, rearing up. The horses are rampaging, two of them, you know, from the carriage, you know, are rampaging about the space they are able to rampage through. And what would you like to do to deal with these horses?
Well, you are armed.
What are they doing?
Mostly
are they
just
to get out, or are they?
They just seem to be panicking right now.
Can I see what they're panicking about?
You can't, but you can smell something.
Hmm.
It's that smell.
Is there that foul smell?
There's that smell.
Right. Okay. So, is there light in here?
There certainly is now, because you've just brought some.
Okay. I can't particularly see anything obvious at the moment.
There's no sign of any horrible monsters.
Right, okay, I'm going to open the stable doors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a
careful, sir!
I'm not a horseman by any shape or form. But my thought is to let them have a bit of a run around outside.
Mm-hmm.
On the grounds, it's going to be a damn sight easier to catch them and bring them back. Than if one of these things has actually physically attacked them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I get them out, or mm-hmm. I've just opened the doors?
Yeah, I think open the door is probably sufficient.
Yeah. Can I see any damage to the horses?
There's possibly in the, you get fairly, there's no obvious significant damage. Whether they've been, you know, bruised a bit by careening around the place, you know, possibly scratched themselves on some sharp bits of wood. Possibly, but there's no obvious major injuries. They haven't been mauled or anything that you can see.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, they will rampage outside if no one stops them.
I'm actually quite keen on them going.
Yeah,
out
yeah,
and
yeah,
actually,
yeah. Just to clarify,
and let them have a bit of a run around on the ground. We can always get them back from whatever farm they end up in.
Mm-hmm. When they get hungry, usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are out. They get out of there as quickly as possible,
yeah,
basically.
And once they're out...
Mm-hmm. So be careful, sir. Yeah, you can... You venturing inside?
Oh, yes.
Mm. The smell rises again to your nostrils. You can see, yeah, as I said, you know, the part of the wall's been kind of kicked at the stalls. Is that what I'm, you know, mm-hmm. stall, you know, partition.
Depends on whether it's a full,
yeah. The sort of partition type thing
if it's an American
has been.
Style barn, there'll be stalls.
No. Well, I'm not an expert on Victorian stalls, honestly. Yeah. Some wood stuff has been kicked down. The water trough has been kicked across the floor. Spilt everywhere. The barn's definitely seen, the stable has definitely seen better days. Could do with bits of maintenance, patching and so on.
Try and work out where the smell is strongest, if I can.
Yeah, it is strongest where there's a patch of kind of rotted and fallen off boards in the kind of lining part of the stable.
I will go over there. I'm guessing what happened is that one of these things came out and realised a little bit too late. The horses kick really, really, really hard.
That seems a plausible conclusion from the evidence you're seeing. Yeah. You bring your lantern over, Trace. Yeah, you think there's even a kind of smear of blackish slime on the an edge of this kind of hole.
Mm. Oh, I will get a bit of straw or a bit of stick or whatever and try and poke into the hole.
You think something's got into the wall?
Shine my torch. Can I see?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could certainly try and in peer. There's a bit more smearing. You cannot immediately see a thing. Now, how much of a cavity there is and how far it extends, not, I mean, you wouldn't expect it to extend all the way into the house, because this is originally a separate structure. It's now a building that's been connected, mm-hmm. basically. But there might... It might... You've basically got the kind of stone wall of the stable, and then a wooden kind of insulating wall that's been... So probably around the whole stable room, depending on where it's been kind of, that's where, you know, there might be, it's not going to be hollow all the way around, but it's probably a significant area. So you might need to explore a little bit, possibly pry off some boards.
Abel, Stephen, Tyler.
Sir?
Do you have such a thing as a crowbar?
Do I, sir?
Yes, ma'am, that was the question, yeah.
Yes, well done. You understand
right,
English.
Sir.
Excellent. Can we see if we can track where this creature has got to?
Is it one of them things, sir?
Might be.
Well,
might be.
Right, yeah, sir.
By the smell, I would say probably yes.
Yeah, he is off. The light of vengeance in his eyes.
Wow.
Nothing
like a vengeful seaman.
Goodness me.
He will come back a bit later. It's a mixture of perhaps alarm and I want to get to the bastard what got me sort of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. Got the bar, sir.
Excellent.
Got an axe. Don't know if we need an axe. But
excellent idea. Yes. So at the moment, let's see if we can prise a couple of the planks basically against the wall here and see if we can actually see what's going on behind and see if we can get the little chap out.
Yeah. You know, wrenches off a board, you know, grabs it, pulls it off the wall.
I'll keep an
eye out. Nothing immediately there.
Either of them might decide to leap out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean,
yeah. Yeah, weapons are trained.
There is a man with a pistol doing very, very similar.
Mm-hmm. You know, he is, he starts steadily basically demolishing bit by bit the wooden lining. It was going to have to come off anyway.
We're trying to track it for where. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's working systematically.
My friend will be there, just head in hands. Yeah. Demolishing everything.
My house. Why? Do you have any idea how expensive that... yeah. All the boards get chucked in a pile in the middle, you know, as he clears his way through. Give me a quick... I think probably dexterity, just for reaction.
Ooh, let's have a go.
Anyone who is pointing weapons at things?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not really my style.
Oh, yeah. 17 under... right, where are we? What is my dex? I think it's about 15, is it? Yeah, so 17 under 70, because I've got a dex of 14.
Yeah. That is a rodent frantically avoiding... having its, there is a nest you see now tumble out, or the remains of a nest, and a rodent of perfectly ordinary size.
Normal
yeah,
rat.
Scuttling out. You're briefly distracted, but you keep focused. Which means when a kind of limb snags out and wraps itself around his lower arm, you are prepared.
Oh, which case?
Whose lower arm?
Ambrose.
Tyler's. As he's wrenching the boards off.
Okay.
Oh, sort of yanks him towards the opening.
Okay, so...
I mean, he's not going to fit in the opening, to be clear. Yeah, he's not getting dragged into a tiny hole.
Get through, it's just him.
Right, can I shoot, so bearing in mind that I'm not too far away from...
You have specified this, yes?
Yeah, because I'm very much thinking, mm-hmm. I want to shoot the limb.
Yeah.
We tried to drag Ambrose back.
Yeah. Both of you, please make appropriate... That's probably unarmed? I don't know. Whatever you think is appropriate.
And
strength, because he's not resisting.
Okay, so rather happily, I've just rolled 33 under 74. So
he can't stop, can he? Yeah. And Reverend?
48 on the unarmed, so normal success.
Okay, yeah. So you're poised for this, you reach out, you grab him, you prevent him from being yanked kind of off balance too far, and haul him away, and...
We know how to dislocate shoulders at this point.
Indeed, absolutely. Easy job. He's probably had it done before. Colonel, you level the pistol, think for a moment, twitch a couple of inches to the right, and fire... and the limb simply stops moving as whatever is behind the board you just pierced thrashes and falls still.
Excellent. Right, okay, so I will pick up the crowbar.
Mm-hmm.
And quite literally crowbar one hand, pistol in the other. Pry off a couple more of the boards,
mm-hmm.
and see what I've managed to bag.
Yeah, he'll get the axe in, you know, to pull off with.
Obviously, I will double. Also, while I am doing this, and my eyes are not going anywhere near him, I'm basically concentrating on just. Able Seaman,
sir.
No issues.
No issues, sir.
Excellent.
Thank you for the assist, sir.
Excellent. Let's see what we've managed to bag.
Yeah.
I mean, he's deaf now, but apart from that.
Yeah, don't need to hear. As long as you can still hear the bell ringing when it's...
We've all got this ringing sound because we're in a reasonably confined space and I had just shot quite a powerful pistol.
Yeah.
It's not a pistol, it's a revolver. Sorry.
Yeah. So here, think kind of, you know, so big... mostly newt-like, broadly speaking.
Newt-like.
Yeah.
Mostly. Yeah.
If you imagine an evil giant newt, like one of those Japanese salamanders.
An evil?
But newt. Evil, wow. Yeah. More distinctly evil.
Wow.
With more elongated limbs. It's got three arms, which is an unusual number for creatures.
An evil number.
And they're not symmetrical.
Wearing a bag of the British Empire is not the best possible thing for all its subjects.
Mm. And it's got a ruddy great hole in the middle of it.
Right.
That probably wasn't original, was it?
No, you would say that's a renovation.
Excellent.
Very well ventilated, you think.
So... so using the crowbar.
Yeah, just give me a quick sanity check. As you haul this thing out of the wall.
Oh, it's probably me too.
28, so yeah, no problems at all.
Yep.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. You haven't seen a lot of newts, so, you know. They probably all have worryingly human looking eyes.
Now never know Newtonian.
Three limbs.
Yeah.
I wanted to say this is the eye of somebody in the house, could I do that? I mean, does it look recognisable enough for that?
It doesn't look distinctly like a specific person's eye.
Fair enough.
But it looks like a person's eye rather than a beast's eye.
Have you looked in a pig's eye? Because it's disconcerting.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Very.
Yep.
Mind you, not as disconcerting as a bloody goat.
Goats in general.
If you look into a goat's eye, I mean, it is like looking into the eye of Satan. It really is.
I don't wish to exaggerate or cast any aspersions on goats, but they are quite clearly the children of Beelzebub.
I mean, there's a reason goats are evil in many cultures.
Yeah, they were a sheep farming culture.
Mm. Oh, I like goats.
I like goats too, but but you can see why someone would go, maybe evil?
Geese.
Geese.
Don't think there's any argument there. You don't get any of us standing up and
I've literally done Goose Monster. I literally did that last session.
Yes, you're right.
That was evil Goose. Okay, now, evil Newt.
Newt got bear.
Yeah. What do you want to do with your Newt, sir?
Your eye of Newt appears to be of interest.
So I think we'll definitely...
There'll be some canvas-type things around in a stable. You can place it on that to carry
it onto a canvas and then basically sort of, you know, use the crowbar and the axe to basically...
It is leaving this revolting slime. If you touch it at all, you will regret it.
No. We've got crowbars and axes.
Yeah, exactly. It's leaving a coating of... It's revolting. It doesn't appear to be corrosive or anything, but just foul.
Does it appear to be degrading at all?
Maybe very slowly. It has a general appearance of being not in the great condition in the first place. It's got an approximately semi-decomposed look to it to begin with. Just like the other things you've seen.
We could really do with get... So this is the... Okay, so the captain would probably be thinking about maybe trying to get it under glass or something, or maybe...
You know what there is in this house?
What? Lots of mirrors.
A big tureen.
There's an ice box.
Oh, there is, isn't there? Yeah, let's get it down in there. We'll wrap
servants are going to love you.
We'll wrap it in cloth.
The glass was dissected on the kitchen table.
Yeah, we'll wrap it in cloth. But basically, I want everybody to
I'm
see...
I'm checking breakfast very carefully.
I want everybody to see that we managed to bag one of them.
Ooh,
What's this? Yeah. What? Good. Shittery.
Yeah.
Do we need to make...
make a sand roll, but since you have seen these before, if you pass, you don't lose any sand.
This is for those of us in the house, is it?
Right. For anyone who's examining it.
I've rolled a one. That's excellent. Quite good.
It's another one of these. Yes, they're horrible.
Zero. What's my sand?
Three-legged, giant, zero, possibly Japanese, newt. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
probably not very much.
2 points, then?
Two points.
It's dead. It's deceased. It is an ex-newt.
I am down to a lower sanity. 36.
It's probably fine. Probably fine. It's a dead, eldritch thing from indescribable realities.
What happened? Where's this from?
Stables. Yeah, it was in the... This is what was attacking the horses, so... I'm quite pleased.
We have a physical specimen from...
happened, sir? What's happened?
Nothing. A deer collided with the stables. Think nothing of it. Back to your room.
The captain is very... Oh no, the captain will be telling everybody what it is.
Captain,
excellent.
Captain, perhaps those delicate sensibilities do not need to hear all your war stories today.
No. Well, no, but I want them to understand.
Absolutely don't want them to understand.
That their souls are going to be dragged into hell merely for looking at this thing.
Well, what the reassure skill is for.
Feel free to roll me some reassure skills.
And that is a 55 out of 60.
Excellent. Something along lines. My child, as you can see, the foul creature is powerless.
I can reassure in a much more secular way. Now, let me loosen your clothing, my dear. 91.
Slap!
That's not very reassuring, sir. In fact, it's making me quite worried.
I think you may have lost a tooth, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, I mean, from the captain's point of view, he wants to show to the household.
Yes, we know.
That he can look after them. He can basically.
Yes, it's like if there's a venomous snake afflicting the household, you want to show them you can shoot
hideous,
it.
Yes, terrifying monsters out there. Don't worry.
I'll just shoot them all.
Yeah, I mean, so far, 100% success rate.
True. At some point, it's all going to go hideously wrong.
Is that the third critical success you've rolled while shooting one of these things?
It is. Now, admittedly, I hasten to add my skill is up in the 70s, so...
I know, but it's still hilarious. Yes,
it is just the fact that I just roll doubles. It's great. Yeah. So, But no, it's basically from the captain's point of view, he's cock-a-hoop that he's managed to bag one in real life.
Mm-hmm.
He's very keen on it not degrading. He would like...
Do we need to get a taxidermist in a hurry?
Well, I'm wondering whether to either get a taxidermist or basically try and get it under glass or something, or at the very least into the icebox. When the doctor comes again...
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure the doctor will still...
Triggered him into insanity once.
We could do with the doctor basically maybe doing an autopsy or something on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having a bit of a chop up of it.
Yeah. You could certainly do that.
See what sort of things
pretty
are in
sure here. We'd call it a post-mortem examination. Would we even mm-hmm. call it that?
Not a chop up. I think we can say it.
Yeah.
Fresazine,
surprisingly, although that was a bit of a shock, after the rest and the beginnings of a meal, by the time you've actually finished your meal, whenever you do, you'll be feeling considerably better in terms of your fatigue.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a temporary, weakness, perhaps brought on by overwork.
I'm look at the thing again, though.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if it's sort of... draining the energy out of you and then having a meal was
could be. I did spend considerable time adjusting the kind of, well, they're not circles, are they, but
the dials, perhaps
the dials is a good way of putting it. That just popped into my mind of this thing. I wonder if that's what tired me out. Maybe I was accessing some other place. Maybe it's not a coincidence that my meddling, should we call it?
Yes, let's call it meddling. Let's call the spade a spade.
Coincided with an attack in the stables.
That might open. So you think you were responsible for you? That?
No, that wouldn't stand up in court, and neither would I.
looking at the time, people typically want to head off around this time. Mm. Is that a reasonable...
Well, I think so. Unless
fading a little.
Minutes away from cracking the case, I think.
Thank you. I hope that was fun.
It's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
I mean, how can it not be brilliant when the captain basically bagged wood in real life?
I think we just need to change the focus of the adventure and essentially we're merely your baggage train on the safari of the captain's life.
Basically dark continent.
I am going to start running out of ways for these things to manifest if you keep shooting them all.
I say that with the club.
That suggests that there's a limited number.
He's worked his way through the entire...
There's a limited imagination is the problem.
No. I mean, basically...
Well, he says he's doing all right.
If there is a chance to shoot anything, the captain is going to be really, really keen.
And really, how many species of beetle are there going to be in the gardens of a country house? Quite a lot. Many of them terrifying. Okay.
So, you have shot the critter, you have sent off to get Jones, or some Jones stand-in.
Some Welsh person.
Some Jones, you have asked for a Jones...
We've sent to a professor for mathematical expertise,
mm-hmm.
some undergraduate or whatever, and we've also got in touch with Baron Goodyear.
That's the one.
Worst.
Actually, thinking about it, what the captain could have done was basically contact a couple of people in the artillery who, again, at this time...
Bound to be Welsh.
All the ballistics and so on.
No, the math...
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah.
No, they're actually... a lot of the actual...
They are your chappies.
A lot of the applied mathematics is basically artillery-based.
And they'll send the answer back. Having trouble figuring out your mess bill again.
Well, most of them will go, what?
Hey?
Sorry.
Can't it play it loud?
Very few people who have any kind of deafness reply to a letter with what due to the fact that they're deaf, you know?
I had to have the letter read out to me, and
right?
Then okay, my faithful servant simply transcribes everything I say.
Please reply in capitals.
Excellent.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night, everyone. Thank you, Shim.
Thank you, and I will see you next week.
Cheers, brilliant.
Good night, all.
Okay, bye. Cheers. Bye, everybody.